Blog Talk Radio.
About all that, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. On this flashback Friday, thank God it's Friday, we made it. Looks like we made it. Here it is, Friday. And I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. And look, it's the end of the week, so let's go ahead and end this thing strong, even though we do it, you know, every day. But don't forget that tomorrow when we're on, we won't be on until 1 o'clock. That's our new weekend time, 1 o'clock. We ain't doing no more of that 11 o'clock thing. I can't do it. I can't do it. So good. Love is love, baby. So tonight we're talking about things that will get the family involved. What is the last thing that got your family involved? What's the last thing that got your family to come together? I mean, unfortunately for a lot of people, especially during this pandemic, the thing that has brought a lot of people together has been a funeral, a death in the family, and a funeral. You know, that a funeral is one of those things, or death in the family is definitely one of those things that bring family from all over the country, sometimes from different countries, you know, fly in and you know, try to attend the funeral or pay their respects, give their condolences, things like that. And that's also one of the times where people who are not blood-related family will also act as family, you know, because not everybody is good with their family. You know, when you start talking about a funeral, making funeral arrangements, you know that funeral arrangements get put in the hands of like one or two people. So those are the people who have to make all of the decisions. And a lot of times those decisions that they make are unpopular. You have to decide. Listen, y'all know, anybody who has had to make funeral arrangements knows that family will fight about any and everything. Oh, yeah, family will come together for a funeral. It doesn't mean that they're all going to agree and get along at the funeral. So they will fight for everything, fight about everything from who gets what, who gets the 13-inch black and white TV with the handle on it, to what colors or what suit what dress or whatever that the deceased should wear, how the makeup looks, what funeral home did the body. See, I don't look like my grandmother. That do not look like my grandmother. I don't know who that is in the casket, but this shit is fucked up. You know what I'm talking about. It gets ugly, but it will bring the family together, good or bad. It will bring the family together, good or bad. Now, if y'all had to choose between the two, and this might not be hard for a lot of y'all, what do you think brings the family together for quicker and for the most part for? A funeral or a wedding? A funeral or a wedding? For me, I'm going to go with funeral. And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna go with funeral for the simple fact that normally the funeral is already paid for. Nowadays, you know, not everybody has enough money to be able to do a funeral. So if the person died and they didn't have any life insurance or whatever, and they don't have anything that they don't have enough money to cover the expenses for putting the funeral together, normally $5,000 and up. Y'all know what it is. $5,000 is the base. Is the base funeral rate. That's just how it goes. So people will fly in for a funeral because they ain't got to contribute nothing else. If the funeral is already paid for, like if you get notification of the funeral, like, oh, I got the card. Oh, shoot. Aunt live over there. Aunt live way over there and passed away. I'm going to go to the funeral. You know, if you got the card already, the funeral already been paid for. I hate to say it like this, but hey, if you got the notification, especially if it got the obituary on it, like, oh, all right. No GoFundMe. No, can you contribute $500 to $1,000? Yeah, I'm going to go see Aunt live all the way over there. That was her name. Aunt live all the way over there that I ain't talked to in a few months. She passed. I'm going over to all the way over there and pay my respects. All the way down there, all the way over there, all the way up there, all the way, yeah. With a wedding, you gotta bring a wedding gift. You don't have to. No, you don't have to. No. But one thing is for sure, you don't have to contribute to no wedding. Dying is not a choice. We all going to get there, but getting married, that's all on you. So, as we all know, all weddings aren't cut from the same cloth. First of all, you have to get an invitation to a wedding. For a funeral, you show up if you want to. If you don't make the funeral, you can make the burial. If you can't make the burial, you can make the repast. Or should I say the after party? Well, y'all gonna get mad at me for saying this, but in all honesty, funerals are the only thing that go on in the family that have a pre-game show. Soon as somebody dies, people start delivering chicken. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about a death in the family. Oh man, the neighbors down the street, you know, they lost their mom today. Let me fry them up some chicken, you know, whip up some potato salad, take it on down there. Hey, here you go. I'm so sorry about what happened. I know how you felt about your mom and everything like that. She was a nice lady. I remember when she used to come around. I remember you used to take her to the market and you know, take care of her affairs. May God bless all of y'all and cover this family and everything. But here's the chicken and potato salad. Here you go. I'm bringing some macaroni and cheese on the weekend. You get all the food. People come over to eat, to drink, reminisce, cry. They don't do that for no wedding. Okay, some people have like a bachelor party or a bachelorette party for a wedding, but that's invitation only too. All of this shit got to be paid for a wedding. For a funeral, it got to be paid for too. But for a funeral, we probably going to max out at $10,000. After $10,000, you just showing off for a funeral. Like, you don't, come on, man. You ain't got to go. But weddings? $10,000, that might be the minimum that you going to spend on a wedding. Weddings are expensive as hell. See, you don't have to get catering for a funeral. You and somebody else, auntie, and the boy, and the boys from around the corner who went to culinary school, y'all can whip up the funeral food. Have it in the basement of the church. The church will help out if the family member was a member of the church. They help out. You know, y'all don't have to worry about nothing. We gonna cover the funeral. You can have a funeral in the church and down in the basement of the church, whatever they call that. You know, we'll make the food and everything. You know, sister was a great woman. Sister. That was sister. We have come together to pay our respects to a sister. Bring the family together. So I'm going with funeral. That wedding shit, like, look, man, I ain't got time to be spending. I ain't spending no $100 on this, that, and third. I ain't coming all the way from Arizona. I ain't coming all the way from Georgia. I ain't coming all the way from California. I ain't coming from overseas to go to no wedding. They was going to be married for a long time. I go visit them when I have time. When I got time, I'll go spend time. They just got married. Let them get settled in. Shoot. They over 45 years old. They ain't having no kids. They get married just because they want to. You know, some people don't respect marriage over age 40. You know, a lot of people don't respect marriage if it ain't gonna be no kids involved. Like, for what? I mean, all right, that's nice, you know, you put a ring on it and all of that. But at the end of the day, both of y'all either taking care or are just dealing with a bunch of grown kids, or y'all just gonna spend the rest of y'all lives putting extra shit on y'all house and traveling. Destination wedding. Yeah. It's normally Anyway. Other things that bring the family together. Oh, let me give a shout out to my people. Robin Ming, my big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And Carol Chamberlain, my friend, mi favorita. Thanks for coming on through. It's always good to see you. And Stacey White, well, that's right. Thanks for coming through. I'm glad to see you tonight. And surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Good to see you, girl. And Norris, Norris, him, my brother from another mother. Norris, he'll sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. And T, carry right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. All right. So, Cal Chamberlain says, funerals, they bring out the worst in families. Ugh. Money, money, money. Money. Shit, you ever see a family fight over some pictures? Yeah, it seemed like a small thing, but you know, sometimes grandmothers be having rare photos, baby. Grandmothers be having them rare-ass photos. Like, them picture albums can't be duplicated. Grandma had pictures of her great-grandmother. You ain't got them shits. You wasn't alive. Or your great-grandmother died when you... Or your great... Most people don't get to see a great-great-grandmother. But if you did, more than likely, you know, she passed on when you were very young. Silver gray hair, neatly combed in place. There were four generations of love on our face. Anyway, yeah, them pictures gonna get fought over, and somebody gonna steal that photo album. I hate to say this. And I ain't want to get stuck on this part of family business, but you know how it goes. But a lot of times, as soon as the deceased closes their eyes for the last time, people come over the crib and start stealing shit. And you know it's the truth, man. You know it's the truth. They come over and they start stealing. They stealing pictures. They stealing elephants. You know how black women, you know, had elephants. It's supposed to be elephant statues and ornaments and shit like that. It's supposed to bring good luck into the home. People stealing porcelain elephants and shit, crystal elephants. You know what I mean? Elephants made of all kinds of materials. You know, mom got this elephant when she went over to Africa. She went to Africa, brought back an elephant. It's made out of real elephant. It's made out of elephant tusk. But the elephant died of natural causes, so don't worry. You know what I mean? This is not a wildlife issue. It's not a wildlife issue. But yeah, jewelry. Well, grandma wanted me to have that shit. She had a ring. She had a necklace. She had a little pendant. She had a bracelet. Necklace. People be stealing shit out of granny house. They wanna have a little piece of what grandma had. But it gets ugly because you stealing. Like, you straight up stealing from the crib. You came over for the, you know, you got the repast. That's after the funeral. So I guess the warm up, the pregame show is like the prepass. You got the repast, and then you got the prepass. That's where the neighbors bringing in chicken, collard greens, and potato salad, sometimes macaroni and cheese. Somebody got to bring in this alcohol because people come over to drink. They drink, they cry, they reminisce. They drink, they cry, they reminisce, they steal. Drink, cry, steal, reminisce. Drink, cry, steal, reminisce. Drink, cry, steal, reminisce. Drink, cry, steal, reminisce. Drink, cry, yeah. Drink, cry, steal, reminisce. Drink, cry, steal, reminisce. Drink, cry, steal, reminisce. Yeah, man.
Shit is vile out here.
Shit is vile. But it brings the family together. Graduations definitely bring families together. So let's do a little comparison on that. What do y'all think brings family together more? Would you say a graduation, would you say more family members come out for a graduation or for the birth of a child? When like singing hallelujah on a Sunday morning, like a brand new baby that just been born, like hot butter on. Say what the popcorn? You know it's got to be on. And it's on, huh? Like popcorn, we gonna rock to the rhythm, to the break of dawn. We the Treacherous Three, and we rock the best. Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to Cool Mo D, LA Sunshine, and Special K. So which one? Which one? Hold on, let me see what y'all been saying. Let me see. No, it's talking about some. I want the Panasonic 8 track tape player. That looks like a TNT. Yo, shit! You talking about the Dynamite Joe? Remember JJ Walker? JJ Walker, yo! What did that do? What was that? What was that? The 8-track player that you... Nah, see, yo, this boy be taking it bizak. You know what I'm saying? He take it back to when I can't really remember because I was so little, but somehow I still remember. That's crazy. I want the Panasonic 8-track player that looks like a TNT detonator. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. All right. Captain Himley says, it's an old tradition that some people still do. My family always does it. What's that? Bring food? Robbie Mink says, before the funeral, the family members start taking the deceased book. Gotta put the deceased home on lockdown. No, y'all can't come over here. We not doing the pre-pass festivities here. Y'all ain't, yeah. Try stealing from over Tisha house. Shit, Tisha barely got furniture over there, shit. You gonna steal this futon? Really? That wasn't grandma futon. Go ahead. That's right. Tisha got a futon in the living room, and her bed is on crates in her bedroom. Bust that. Okay. Your husband says, no, I didn't get a chance to see it with the death. Yo, see that shit? That's in the spot. It was an 8-track. Okay, TK Wright says, I spent $5,200 on my wedding, including top shelf liquor, steak, salmon, vegan, and wedding cake from Brendan Beck's. $5,200? Do that even cover the limo? How you do that? Your husband says, true, Robin. When my dad passed, we went to look for pictures, and they were gone off the wall. David was a good man. But he would want me to have this coin collection. He told me. He wanted me to have this original baseball card of Hank Aaron, his rookie card. You know how much that shit worth? That's grand larceny. TK Wright says, the wedding did not bring the family together, but the funerals, people come from all over the world prepared to turn up at the repast. Yep. So we agree that it is the after party. The show, the after party in the hotel. Jodeci, baby, I think about freaking you. Robbie Mink says, that's the truth. My sister took my daughter's pictures and put them on her wall. I took the pictures back off the wall at her house. Boomerang!
That's right, Robbie Rob. Caritable says that's why wills are so important. Black people need to be more concerned about how their things are done after their demise. Listen, you know how long it takes to read a will? You know how long it takes for you to get something? People be getting stuff from an inheritance a whole year later. Meanwhile, Uncle Pete done stole Grandma Hi-Fi. The Hi-Fi still works. Turn on WDAS on the Wi-Fi. Oh, I'm sorry. Uncle Pete Uncle Pete took the Wi-Fi. We can't turn the WDAS. WDAS 105.3 WDAS. Black Radio. Radio. Suckers never play it. Yeah. The will ain't going to stop them pictures from being took. It ain't going to stop Grandma House from getting looted. People take all kinds of shit. Shit that don't make no sense. What you mean? You want Grandma's potty chair. Why? Grandma's potty chair. Take the fucking potty chair. Take the potty chair. But hold on. Let me clean this shit up. Give me that Clorox. I just need something that belonged to her. TK Wright says, facts. Like those scoundrels cleaned out Scrooge's house once he died. Picks and furniture stole it. Stacey White says, I was so messed up. I just let them have some of the valuable stuff. Man, listen. I don't know about your family, but my family, they fight for value, but we talking about the things that get the family involved. There are other things that get the family fighting, and this is one of the things. Yeah, Grandma had a little butterfly pendant. It had little diamond chips in it. Where is it? It was in her little jewelry box, and it ain't shit in her jewelry box. She had a Timex watch with the Spandau bracelet, the Spandau band. Y'all remember that? Spandau. You know what I'm talking about? It was the watch band that used to flex back in the 70s. It was all the rage. Digital watch. Spandau bracelets. Digital watch. Digital. It was digital. That was when people started not learning how to tell time. What? Okay, look. What time is it? How about now? I. Birth of a child, yes. Oh, you think birth of a child brings more people than a graduation? Now that's interesting. That's interesting. Cause I would question that. People come out for that graduation, especially. But you might be right though. I don't know. Birth of a child. Because the birth of a child can be so subjective. The birth of a child might be from a teenage pregnancy. You know, it's hard to celebrate that. I mean, we did it all, but it's like celebrating a birth of a teenager, a birth by a teenager, sort of sending the wrong message. Pregnant at 16, we don't really want to, like, the baby going to come and we got to, but graduation, you can't deny it. That's a shit, motherfuckers come out for an eighth grade graduation. There's some in some families, unfortunately, that's as far as you gonna get. Yeah. For some families, that's you better take that eighth grade graduation. Cause that's it. We don't graduate high school in this family. That's a generational curse. It's generation. All right. Cheryl says, true, Carol. I keep procrastinating on making a will. Yeah, you got to do it. It's very, very necessary. But one thing is for sure, you won't be around to fight about it. DK Wright says, family will fight over those 6 graduation tickets. However, they come out more for baby showers. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. This is an interesting perspective. I ain't see this coming. Okay. Baby showers. Yeah, people will come to a baby shower. Look, I bought a pack of onesies. Okay. Carol says, I don't care how long it takes. I'm making mine, and my children have been instructed to follow it. No, I'm talking about how long it takes. Okay, you don't care how long it takes for them to finally get the stuff that you leave it for them? Listen. Let me just tell you like this, Carol. If something should happen, God forbid, if something should happen to you anytime soon, your husband's going to have a hard time being able to divide up that Jeep. Mommy wanted me to have that car. She didn't want me to have a note, though. Pay that thing off. She told me she wanted me that. She drove me around in it all the time. And she told me right in this ear, right here. She told me right in this ear, in my ear hole. She told me right there in my ear hole, I want you to have this car, should something happen to me. In the event of my passing, this is your car. My stepdad told me that. He told me he wanted me to have his car. He said, I know you'll take care of it. And, you know, because me and him had this car thing. It was a Chevy thing. He had a Chevy. I had a Chevy at the time. He was like, yeah, I want you to have this car. He told me face to face. I ain't want to hear this shit because I'm like, what you talking about, Dad? You ain't going nowhere. He was like, yeah, so I want you to have a car. You know, this is yours. When he passed, my mom was like, I ain't hear that shit. He wants you to have what car? I ain't fighting on it at all. I did tell her, though. I said, well, you know, Dad did tell me he wanted me to have a car. She was like, when? I'm like, in 2006. Well, I would go pick him up from the hospital. Over there, you know, it used to be Women's Medical. Then it was Medical College of Pennsylvania. And then it was, what was it? It was a few things. Allegheny Health and all this. It's like, he told me he wanted me to have a girl. He should have wrote that down. He knew he was going. You already got 2 cars. You don't even know. That was my husband. Carol says, people do celebrate teenage pregnancies. They overlook the age. Yeah, I mean, because the baby is coming. But the all of the pre-stuff, it's like, you know. We can't be like, little Sharita, you know, is expecting next month. Sharita, 15. It's like, you got to kind of, like, everybody, the whole family know what's going on. Well, no, not the whole family. Everybody close. Everybody who visits, they know. That ain't the kind of thing you call your people. You call your people that live all the way out in the West Coast or down south. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Sharita finally having a baby. What you mean finally? She's 15. She got pregnant. She's 14. Bottom line is, I'm about to become a grandmother. Stacey White says, graduations bring family out. They be way in the back, and you can hear them from the front. Yeah, that's true. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Go, Boo! Yeah, that's right. That's right. He gonna make it. He gonna make it. Yes. Oh! Woo! Wilson family! Wilson! This is only the third time that Boo was in the 12th grade. He 21, and he getting out of school. He did it. He did it. No GED. He getting a real one. Go, Boo! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes! That's my nephew. Yes, it is. Yeah! Sure, I said, if you win the lottery, big friends and family will come out from anywhere. I had that on the list. We might have to continue the show. We might gotta do the rest of this show tomorrow for the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We might gotta do the rest of this show tomorrow. If y'all with it, we can do that. That make it easier on me anyway. CK right says there'd be strippers. There'd be strippers at baby showers. According to the internet, there sure are. All kinds of trifling shit. Robbie Rob, she says, that's how they are doing baby showers now. Shit. Oh, y'all ain't see the video. The video. Evidently, they got brides stripping. Basically, you know, twerking and stripping at the weddings and shit. People cheering that bullshit on. Okay, Carol says, everything is set up, trust me. They all get a percentage of my policy and monies that I have. It's already in writing and notarized. All right, that's cool. They ain't going to stop them from fighting and shit. And like I said, that picture, the pictures that you had of you and Sam Cooke back in 1963. You know, when you was just a young, you know, you and Sam Cooke. Oh, darling, you send me, darling. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me. And I, oh, there are times when I thought I wouldn't last too long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time. A long time coming, but I know niggas gonna be fighting in my passing. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, yes, they will. All right, man. So he just says, I might just ask God to allow me to float around, eat popcorn, and watch the last fight and see how he really fights. Yeah. You can't write that LOL. sure, Cheryl. The first time I saw a stripper at a baby shower was 20 years ago. Clutched my pearls. That's right, Sam Cooke. That's right. Carol Chambers says, you confusing two different songs. I'm like, no, I'm not. It's a long time coming. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Niggas keep telling me, oh, come around. Wow, I must don't get how much. Like I said, your will and your instructions ain't going to stop them from fighting over that picture you had with Sam Cooke back in 1963. It ain't going to stop that shit. It ain't going to stop. You was just a young girl. Sam Cooke, one of the greatest lyricists ever. Best soul singer in the world. Before R. Kelly. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-O. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-O. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-O. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They... Oh, you talking about when I started off with you send me? I stopped singing, you send me. Number one out the box, Kai Hawkins. Happy birthday to you. And Maji Wawa. Happy birthday to you. And Karen Eldridge. Happy birthday to you. And Kiwana Newell. Happy birthday. And Dom Hollian. Happy birthday to you. And Pasha Woods. And last but not least, my girl, Salandra Rice Adeloye. Married herself an African. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on his glorious March 4th. Anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, first of all, like I said, I started singing You Send Me, but I don't know the words to that. So I stopped singing that, and I started singing a long time. You know, because I do know, it's easy to learn the word. It's a great song, but it's better than You Send Me anyway. There are a lot of things that bring the family together. The family is going to come together when things, in times of trouble, in times of triumph, family will come together. But there are times when things go bad, when you sometimes have to wonder what happened to family, or what is going on with family, or how come family isn't acting like family anymore. And there are times when we might say that family used to do this and we used to be that until things happen, like such and such passed, like on Soul Food, when Grandma passed, when Big Mama passed, she was the matriarch and everything started falling apart. Cousins start coming on the scene and having sex with cousins' husbands, with their husbands. She was a wayward cousin. Anyway, listen, y'all, if y'all want to do part two, if y'all want to finish this up tomorrow on a Urban Therapy with Sun show, let me know. Other than that, y'all know how it go. We will come up with something fly, something dope, something provocative, something tomorrow. So let me know. let me know. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all hit the share button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it, because it was a little bit of a blast on this Friday night. So if y'all going out tonight, speaking of Friday, please be careful out there. Y'all know that the COVID is out there. Y'all know in a city like Philadelphia, they be out there, you know, committing all kinds of violent crimes. And I don't want y'all to get caught up in none of that shit. Let the cats that are in the game go ahead and fight it out amongst themselves. Don't be an innocent bystander or be the one that was advocating or taking up or defending somebody that was in the game and you ain't in the game and you just got taken out of the game of life. Nah, let's not do all of that. Be careful out there, please. I said please. So for my blog talkers, let me get you on up out of here. I say peace and I say bye.